In the Thrall of Tessa Lafay. This past Wednesday, I wrote about my neurosis that I can't be away from Tessa. I think it's contagious. I got it from Sunny. Sunny is Tessa's golden retriever. Tessa was about 2 seconds pregnant with Sean 14 years ago when somebody dropped a golden retriever puppy on her lap and asked for $50. Of course, Tessa forked it over. Nobody was getting that dog from her. That has been their mutual agreement over the years. I don't know how Sonny and Tessa stood it when he was an outside dog in his middle years. Yard security was important for a while during some break-ins around here. Any house on our block that didn't have dogs was burglarized. But things settled down and Sonny and Navarre, the phenomenal badass, moved back inside to retire. Navarre died in 2008. I made a video of his life with the song Feed Jake by the Pirates of the Mississippi, but the record company faggots won't let me post it. Tessa can't stand to watch it anyway. Navarre was just as addicted to Tessa as Sonny and I are. He couldn't let her out of his sight, even though his hindquarters were paralyzed. He would drag himself from room to room on his front legs to find her, as if swimming the sea like a promised lover. Now Sonny has arthritis, so bad that he has about 20 doddering steps in him on a good day. The rest of his mobility is provided by me, or Sean, or whoever is handy. We've discovered that he slides real good on polished oak. If Tessa leaves a room, you can watch his anxiety mount until he levitates by some anti-gravity miracle and reels in the direction she went. Invariably, some other dog will knock him over by just standing in his way. The mere friendly gesture of sniffing his butt will send him crashing to the floor. Then somebody will pick up his twisted body and set him before his lady. I totally get it. It's an illness. Okay, I admit I can walk to the mailbox and back without worrying too much about her. I can even do Tai Chi in the yard for an hour, but not without coming inside several times to check on her. She's always fine, but I've been bitten by this dog virus. Going to my karate club is the only time I can really spend an hour not thinking every third thought about her. That is because someone is always here with her, either our neighbor or a friend or even her uncle, who is a retired physician. Truth is, though, as soon as I walk out of the club, I have to get home as quickly as possible. She's always fine and smiling, but that never calms my anxiety. Perhaps it's a spell. She is the famous Tessa Lafay, after all. I don't blame her for casting a spell on me. I deserve it. I have refused on several occasions to go to Aerosmith with her and or Metallica, Godsmack, and so on and so forth. Rock concerts bore me. Nevertheless, I've made arrangements to go to a show without her on June 4th. She is completely justified in casting this spell on me. My only excuse is that I'm going to see my friends. The band, mostly. Hey, if I knew Metallica as well as I know these guys, I'd go to a Metallica concert. And let her have sex with him. I'm such a pansy. Hell, I probably won't even go. I might get in my pickup and head out of town. Might even get halfway there. But I'll get homesick and turn around. Yes, Tessa may be a sorceress, but she's a goodly one. And I don't mind being in her power. That's just the way it is, being mortal.